Lex could have picked it up and tossed it back into the elevator before it went off, something Ryan was gambling against. The one thing Ryan hadn't bargained for was what happened next. Instead of trying to clear the Gren, someone in the defending party thought it a better idea to shoot it out of the air. A laser blast ripped through the empty space between the elevator and the defense force's concealed position. Unfortunately for the poor bastard who decided to shoot, it took him too long to level his laser rifle and take aim. By the time the laser reached the Gren, it was already too close to the defense nest. The light pulse hit the Gren full on and caused it to explode before the fuse had expired. The shrapnel within was charged white hot and molten by the extra heat as it hit home. The resulting shower of semi-solid, semi-liquid metal spread out over a wide arc by the explosive charge and came down on the defense force. The cries of the Sekhmen hit by the molten shrapnel, suddenly finding themselves on fire, acted as the spur Ryan needed.
Now!
The one-eyed warrior stepped into the middle of the elevator car, stire raised and finger flexed on the trigger. Then he saw the devastation outside.
Fire blast! What the fuck are they doing?
The triumphant gate warriors didn't stop to question the spontaneous idiocy that had led the enemy to destroy their own sec post. They rushed past the startled Cotter, leaving him lagging a split second in their wake as they riddled those illuminated ones who were still able to raise their laser blasters. It crossed Ryan's mind that if it was to be this easy, there had to be a catch somewhere. The dimly lit stairwell was empty.
They have to be beyond the lower level door. The one way to do this is to trigger the sec door and then fan out two at a time, heads down, with those at the rear providing cover fire.
Sure thing.
The armorer continued down, a step at a time, until he reached the final bend before the first level sec door. All the lights below had burned out over the years. Something twitched inside his gut, and he stopped the party's progress with an outstretched arm. For all the lights to be gone at such a crucial spot was a little too much of a coincidence for his liking, a growing suspicion that was confirmed when, after everyone had stopped, the sudden lack of footfalls in the shaft made whoever was waiting get a little too daring. To JB's amazement, the glint of a laser blaster cut through the darkness, the fragmented light from the upper level of the stairwell catching on the barrel's metal for a fraction of a second. They were actually waiting on the stairwell, at a point where they would have to come into the open to attack, and from below. Rad-blasted children of pox-ridden gaudies would have had more sense than that. JB raised his Uzi. Because of the bend in the stairwell, it would be harder for the sec force below to fire back from seclusion than it would be for his people. JB raked a wide field of fire, using the concrete walls to ricochet shells into the angle beyond the line of fire. He couldn't shoot with accuracy, but that wasn't necessary. As long as his team stayed back out of the direct line of fire, there was nothing the sec force could do to get at them, except step out directly into bullets. Two Amazons behind JB quickly caught on, and used their blasters to ricochet off the walls.
Ah! I'm hit! I'm fucking hit, Jebediah!
Hold on, Georgie! We're fucking out of here!
The area below was suddenly lit. The sec door was keyed open, and light from the corridor beyond filtered into the darkness.
Run away! Run away!
Don't leave me! Please don't leave me!
Hold fire!
Forward! Triple red! They may have time to get into a defensive position, so tactics as before, but hit the bastards hard. With luck, they'll be right open.
The service hatch into the corridor was cobwebbed on the inside. The dust motes reflected in the beam of artificial light, bleeding through the grill and into the narrow duct where Jack was almost bent double. On the other side of the hatch lay a hallway that should, if his sense of direction was as good as he believed, be on the redoubt's first level. The torturous climb down the shafts and the blind groping had led them to a point where the wall's concrete had been replaced by smoothly riveted metal. Tight, but of a questionable thickness, the rivets had given way quite easily under pressure, and a few well-placed kicks from Jack's heavy combat boots. Having made it thus far with little noise, it seemed almost absurd to then create such a loud disturbance, but there was no other option. At least they were now in the final leg of the journey. By the time the source of any noise was located and forces sent to intercept, they should be out into the open and ready to fight. Jack looked through the grill under the corridor outside, twisting his neck until the muscles screamed for relief, trying to look out of the restricted window. The corridor was empty and quiet. Could it be that their breakthrough had been undetected? Jack sniffed at the air, trying to separate the scents that drifted through the grate. There was no fear, no sweat that was fresh, no smell of oil or cordite, no faint smell of tingling ozone, which he'd noticed previously after the laser blasters had been fired. Only silence. But there was something, not near, not yet, but moving his way. Whether to intercept Jack's party, or by chance, he couldn't tell. That didn't matter. Jack judged they had time to get out of the duct and into the open. He began to probe the edges of the duct with busy fingers, information gathering on its strong and weak points.
Corridor empty, but sec on way. From quarter mile at double speed. If can get this fucker.
As he spoke, his fingers found the nuts that secured the grill on the inside to metal brackets. They weren't set exactly in the corners, but indented slightly. They were loose, the screws oxidized over the years by air that was more contaminated than the original designers would have wished. Strong white fingers gripped the nuts, taking two at a time. The tension and power in his grip made what little color there was in his skin bleed out at the knuckles. The nuts gave easily, and Jack shuffled back, kicking at the grate with a force muted by the restricted space. He hoped that the screws securing the outer part of the grill were also in such poor condition. Jack propelled himself out onto the hallway floor, snaking upright with grace and ease. The gate warrior soon followed suit.
See from down there.
Jack indicated the corridor leading off to a T-junction on the left.
Take these pillars as cover. Sound like sick men just running, not looking for us. Hit fuckers hard.
With the briefest acknowledgments and maximum speed, the Amazons joined him in taking cover behind the pillars, the exact same tactic used by the Sec Force that at that moment was being decimated by Gloria and Ryan's party.
This too easy, Walela.
Yeah, no shit.
It was part triumph, part disbelief, a sense that something had to surely go wrong. For a split second, the Matt Trans dream went through Jack's head. His friends chilled, Gloria walking off in another direction. Could that have some meaning? Some hidden truth? Jack was a simple man. He didn't deal in symbols. Nonetheless, something could always screw up. He shook his head and focused.
They're coming, Jack!
Ready to chill?
Damned right I am.
Jack raised his Colt Python, pulled back the hammer, his finger taut on the trigger, ready to apply pressure at just the right time. He was hidden by the pillar, and as the Sec Force rounded the corner, he let them advance a few yards into the hallway. Now, the rear of the enemy party, which at a quick head count revealed 12 in a sloppy formation of threes, was around the angle of the junction, unable to duck back easily. Jack cleared the pillar enough to raise and sight his blaster.
Etoile!
The first shot hit the middle Sec man full in the chest. It left a bloodied and ribboned mess where an orange jumpsuit had once been. The man jerked back, his own momentum countered by the superior force of the slug. The sound of fire from the Amazon's hand blasters rent the air, a volley of continuous explosions that filled the air with the bitter smell of cordite. It was over in a matter of seconds. The entire Sec party was wiped out without a single return shot. Jack skipped over the chilled bodies, checking that none were still alive, and also to see if any had a conventional blaster that he could use. There were only the laser blasters, and Jack gave a sharp glare at Walela when she picked up one of the rifles.
Margie has got some, and she reckons they could be okay.
No, not in real firefight. Seen it, can't trust it. Better with what know right now. With what reliable.
Fair point, I think. I don't know about you, but I don't want to get this far than fuck up because of some stupid blaster.
Okay, one thing sure. No way here now. Keep frosty. Stay together.
He stopped and raised his head like a wolf on the hunt as the sounds of another firefight caught his ears. He located it, then turned to his party.
More trouble. Maybe need our help. Come on.
Christy and Tammy's war party was now out in the open and making rapid progress. It had been a simple matter for them to outblast a Sec defense party that was slow and unimaginative, A simple two-pronged pincer movement on the SEC force, whose soldiers were too slow to position themselves defensively, meant that the Amazons were in among them before they had a chance. Swinging wildly in several directions, and with no one to lead, the SEC force managed to chill one Amazon by accident,